100 Word Stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. It looks like Gmail ate Richard's entry for the last weekly challenge, but he resent it. And so I've got it right here for you. In fact, there's quite a few stories here. I think you're going to enjoy them. Take it away, Richard. And please don't get eaten again.
Good morning. And what a lovely morning it is. At least, I assume so. It's Tuesday night here, and it's dark, wet, and cold. Never mind, this week's theme was church, and my first story is part 43 of George's story. It's called Little Old Lady. Within minutes of leaving his hideout, George ran into trouble. Trouble in the form of a little old lady waving a Bible at him. This was something he'd simply not planned for. "Are you saved, Sonny?" she demanded fiercely. Wishing his face wasn't smeared in mud, he mumbled, yes, hoping she'd go away. "Then why aren't you in church today?" George was lost for words. "Never mind, son. Rasputin here will take care of you." George slowly turned to find the monstrous man who'd abducted Emily stood right behind him. "Time to go to church," grinned the brute. Let's have another story. This one's called The Church of the Unified Singularity. "Hi, and welcome to my church. It's a bit different to most churches. For a start, there's no all-powerful deity. No scriptures and rituals. Creeds and festivals are all frowned upon. My church doesn't require confession, repentance, or regular attendance. There's no hymn singing or pilgrimages. You won't find me on your doorstep with a big smile and a colourful pullover either, because you can't join my church. It's exclusive to me and me alone. I am, in every sense, the religious body. Of course, being the church isn't all fun and games, but the tax concessions are fantastic." Our last story is called Focus of the Community. They come to our village from all over the world, tourists and sightseers, just to see our church. We've got it all. A crooked steeple, weeping Madonna, a crypt of human bones, haunted cemetery, and healing well. There's also a gift shop selling trinkets and homemade cakes. Once a month, our mad monk makes an appearance, and on special occasions, you might catch a glimpse of the hunchbacked bell ringer. Every last bit of it is, of course, completely fake. But nobody seems to mind. As long as the tourists are happy and the money keeps on rolling in, who's complaining? And that's all for this week. I'll speak to you all again next week. Goodbye.